This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. We begin with the fate of prisoners housed at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. Almost 800 men have passed through the cells on that island. As of May of this year, 116 remain. Now, President Obama has been trying to shut down Gitmo since his first inauguration back in 2009. He ran on it in 2008, and he's continued to push for its closure ever since. Listen to him in 2013.
I think it is critical for us to understand that Guantanamo is not necessary to keep America safe. It is expensive. It is inefficient. It hurts us in terms of our international standing. It lessens cooperation with our allies on counterterrorism efforts. It is a recruitment tool for extremists. It needs to be closed.
President Obama there laying out the argument against Gitmo, one that his predecessor, George W. Bush, also made. But a renewed effort to shutter that prison has been complicated by a lot of issues. One of the biggest, where to house the detainees once they arrive on U.S. soil, whether they're awaiting trial or indefinite detention. Coming up, we'll talk with one Indiana Republican congresswoman who says she wants detainees kept far away from her state. But first, a look at how the Pentagon is scouting for a place to host America's own home Gitmo. I'm joined by Karen Greenberg. She's director of the Center for National Security at Fordham Law School. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, legally, where does this stand? For years, Congress has banned the transport of Gitmo detainees to the United States. Now the Pentagon is looking for a place for them. So where does this all stand?
Yeah, since 2011, the Defense Appropriations Bill has put a ban on transfers from Guantanamo to the United States. And that still stands. President Obama has made it clear that he would like that ban to be eradicated, but Congress has opposed him. Now, John McCain says that given a proposal that he accepts and that he can convince his colleagues to accept, he would work to get rid of that ban. So there's some headway, but no real headway.
So McCain says the Pentagon has a plan or needs to come up with a credible plan, and then you can convince lawmakers to go along with it.
Right. And the Pentagon is working on a plan, and we'll see what they come up with. But it is going to be a political quagmire. There's no question about it.
And it has been for many years. Now, Pentagon officials are quietly touring the country, looking for a place where either an old prison could be retrofitted into a new Gitmo, highly secure for these high-value detainees and everything else, or a place where they could build a new one. Where are they looking? Do we know?
Yeah, they are looking at a number of military and non-military facilities, starting with, as many people know, Kansas and South Carolina and Virginia and various places around the country. I don't think they're trying to make a secret of where they're looking, because eventually this is going to come up within each state and see if the president can convince people to host a prison there.
So you're looking at places in Kansas, I assume Fort Leavenworth, the big military brig there. There's a naval brig in Virginia, of course.
And in South Carolina.
What's being confronted by the communities around these places and by the lawmakers that represent them? Is it NIMBYism? We don't want these people here. Is it we won't be safe because wherever these accused terrorists are will be a target? What's the objection?
That's a very good question. I think it's a combination of both things. Not my backyard because it may be dangerous. But I'd just like to put out there a story about the beginning of Guantanamo. When Guantanamo was opened, there were several hundred military personnel there with their families. And they knew that the worst of the worst, as they were told, were coming to Guantanamo, and they had to take a vote. Will this be okay or will this not be okay? And they all voted that it was okay and that they would stay. They were given the choice to leave. So this not in my backyard, it seems to me such a lack of confidence in the American prison system to be able to hold these people, not let them out if, in fact, they are convicted and determined to be held. So it's hard to say. I think it's a political football, much anti-Obamaism and the way in which the war on terror has divided the American public.
Okay, but there are also lots of legitimate concerns over what kind of facility would be needed, a supermax facility or even supermax. They've been around this block once before. In 2012, the federal government actually did buy for $165 million, an abandoned prison in Illinois. It's called Thompson. A lot of the lawmakers from Illinois, including Dick Durbin, the senator, were on board. They said, we're ready to host this. We want the jobs. We're ready to do this. But that all went away.
Yeah, because the political opposition was enough that they could rouse some kind of support for making it go away based on concerns of danger. Should these people get out, or who even knows? They didn't specify exactly what the dangers were. It was interesting how this prison in Marion, Illinois, all of a sudden seemed to evaporate the idea of it. And that's what's happened with Guantanamo repeatedly. Every time there's some kind of headway in terms of resolving the issues of removing these detainees, there's a problem. I think there's a further problem, which is that we're all focused on, should we bring them here? What prison should we put them in? What are we going to do? But the real issue is Guantanamo is synonymous with indefinite detention. And whether they're brought here as prisoners who are up for trial and convicted, or indefinite detainees, or forever detainees, as Carol Rosenberg for the Miami Herald has called them, is a real issue. And we're diverting ourselves from the real issue by focusing just on the danger or potential danger of moving them to American prisons.
And that's an issue we're going to get to with our very next guest. But first, I want to thank you, Karen Greenberg, Director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Now, some lawmakers across the country are not so happy at all about the Pentagon's scouting trips that we've been talking about. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski is a Republican from Indiana's 2nd Congressional District. She wants to keep Guantanamo open and the detainees inside. Congresswoman, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Congresswoman, Pentagon officials have been snooping around your state looking for a potential place to put Gitmo detainees?
You know, I don't know specifically if they're looking around my state. My comments on this is because I'm on the Armed Services Committee and have been for the last 3 years. This is not a NIMBY issue with me. It's not like, hey, they're looking over the shoulder of somewhere in the state of Indiana. This is a huge risk, I believe, to our national security. And I've been involved in this, and I can tell you that I've been to Gitmo. And I've seen the facility. I've seen the advantages as to why it's been so secure. Geographically located around large body of ocean water has kept any kind of penetratable force out of there. There's been no escape. There's been no contraband. And there's been no, you know, issues around where Gitmo is. And so, but as I listen, as the Pentagon has exponentially increased their search, as your previous caller talked about, the search around prisons, around military compounds in our nation, I think it's a concern. And I think it's the issue of if you move them to U.S. military installations or U.S. prisons, we have contraband in U.S. prisons, i.e. cell phones, and we have recruitment potentials. We have recruitment right now in our U.S. prisons, and we have the issue of safety. And I think one of the reasons that we've been able to secure the folks that are high-ranking terrorists, high-value, very dangerous, often isolated in ways to keep our military safe and to be able to keep our detainees safe as well, has been evidenced in Gitmo. That's why, Todd, I'm saying this sounds so much like a political promise from the president. There is still no strategy. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. I was on the conference committee last year for the NDAA, and my language was in there with those Gitmo bills of not allowing the transfers back to this country. And I'm aware that the senator has asked for a plan. We've been asking for a plan for 2.5 years. There simply is no plan from this administration, and there certainly is not a plan from the Pentagon. I think all of us are ready to sit down and have serious conversations about this. There's been nothing to talk about. That's been the problem.
So aside from the fact that the president made this campaign promise, and of course he did, George W. Bush said he also wanted it closed. Congressman, what about the argument, which you've heard from the president and from some Republicans, including McCain and others, that in terms of America's national security interest, the symbology of Guantanamo cuts against that? We've seen ISIS prisoners in orange jumpsuits, a direct swipe at Guantanamo, and that the moral dilemma of Guantanamo and prisoners held without charge also cuts against our national security interests.
I would come back with this. I would say that we are also lacking any kind of strategic plan on the war with ISIL. And what if we get into a situation in the future where we end up having these same kind of prisoners that we need to get information from, we need intelligence from, to keep our homeland safe? I would say, what about the promise from our own president, who said the war from ISIL will never reach the shores of this country. And we do have an absolute war with infiltration because there's no strategic plan. So I think that, you know, we can all ask these questions. But the bottom line is that we cannot disagree upon is this. This administration has promised America a plan and has promised the Congress a plan as to what to do, not only with the war on ISIL, but with this issue with Guantanamo. There has been no plan whatsoever. And I just think, again, that we're looking at a political time issue as time is escaping. This president's looking for a way out. But, you know, again, I've been there. These detainees are so dangerous, even to the hands of our military. The lengths that we have to go to protect our soldiers, most Americans would simply not believe. It is amazing what is actually happening down there, but we're safe. And I would say this, that I don't think from other members of Congress either, this is necessarily a NIMBY issue. We're viewing this as a national security issue. Mm-hmm. I think we all sat in disbelief at the prison break in New York that took days to actually catch up with and catch prisoners that orchestrated a way out of a U.S. prison.
Yes.
I have great U.S. prisons in my state as well, but nobody can argue the issue with cell phones and contraband in U.S. prisons. Recruitment now that takes place, and what happens with the most dangerous. So I think these are valid questions, and I think that, you know, what we've seen is, in my letter, I sent a letter to the defense secretary. My concern was that there's no plan regarding these detainees. They're exploring bases around the country to transfer them in. All we want to know is what's the plan for security, what's the plan for contraband, what's the plan for escape, and how does that compare to Gitmo surrounded by water with America's finest, bravest men and women all day long, 24/7, 7 days a week, providing security for those detainees. These are not misdemeanor folks. These are not low-grade felons. These are terrorists. They have the blood of killing Americans on their hands. Very dangerous. And our Pentagon will tell you there is a core of very highly dangerous people.
This fight is going to continue. The president is going to try to close Guantanamo Bay before he leaves office. Whether or not he succeeds, in a large part, depends on a credible plan, the kind of plan that Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, Republican from Indiana, wants to see. Congresswoman, thank you so much.
Thank you.